to receive your dates.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You control your thoughts. You control your well-being. You control your life. And life, as we know, can be difficult sometimes, especially if you're surrounded with some of the people that I'm surrounded with. Life is very difficult. And so I'm trying to cast off that burden and make life easier. And all of them would say, okay, anytime you want me to go, I'll be happy to go.
You have it so easy with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you complaining. Right.
Listen to Roberta. Hello, Roberta. Are you okay? You got a microphone that actually works?
You could have been pitted with, like, Donna.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me? There's the radio
professor.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, wait, do it. So,
is this thing working?
Here's the situation. We all have to make adjustments. I'm looking into the camera now, Richie. I'm getting very serious.
Oh, let me go over there.
Those of you who are watching the video run of the Doug Steffen Good Day broadcast, I'm becoming very serious, right? Very serious about the adjustments that you have to make in your life in order to succeed. We all have to make adjustments. Things, if you're inflexible, nothing will work because things change.
It's never
the same situation from one day to the next.
Yep.
If you can't react to the situation, if you can't change the circumstances, then you will be, by not being able to change, determining your own fate. It will not be positive. And people who don't like, we were kidding Roberta in the last hour about what a jerk I was being. I decided that Wednesday was jerk day. You know how it used to be Prince Spaghetti Day? Now it's going to be jerk day.
And he was doing very well.
I was doing very well at being a jerk.
Getting
very
any good jerk, absolutely. Like the dried beef type stuff?
No, that's jerky.
Oh,
hey, jerky.
You're talking about food.
Well, we could have the jerk-er or the jerky. Jennifer was the jerk. No, I was the jerky. She was the jerk-er.
Remember the jerky boys?
Innocent.
Yes, the jerky boys.
Yeah, those guys are great. Right.
Yeah. They had a radio show, didn't they?
I think they did after a while. They did those prank calls.
Yeah, right. The jerky boys.
Yeah.
So, anyway, to sort of put a wrap around the day today, whatever happens that's important today, it's important for you to know the difference between what's important and significant and that which is not necessarily important or significant. Take the things that are important and grow with them or learn from them. And one of the things that probably is the most important of all of these are your thoughts, because thoughts are things. What you think is what you become. Think about, make it work, just try it. Once. I have been using this a lot lately, and it really does work. You ought to use it all the time. Put in your mind thoughts of things that you want to become a reality, or write them down. That's also another good tact to take. You think that Oprah Winfrey didn't get serious about imagining what she wanted? You think it was all just an accident? This woman and others who are successful like she is, no matter what the field, the guy who makes Toyota cars, you think that just happened as an accident? Or any of the, you know, come up with anything that's successful. Some people would say they were lucky if they were successful, but luck doesn't carry the day. Luck may be an ingredient. Luck may be the way it starts.
You make your own luck.
But you make success based on how you view what your circumstances are. All right? Oprah Winfrey, best example I can think of. She went from Baltimore to Chicago. Baltimore, she was doing a show called People Are Talking. It was a local
show. I used to watch it when I was a kid.
The Westinghouse stations all had a half hour at night, and they would do local things on it. And she decided she wanted to take a job that was offered to her in Chicago. So she went to Chicago, and she was doing basically the same sort of thing. And she came to the attention of the King brothers, who were syndicators headquartered in Chicago. And they said, you know, there's a need. This was when Phil Donahue, most all of the talk shows, Jerry Springer, Phil Donahue, Oprah, all for whatever the reason, started in Chicago and had their biggest success in Chicago. So Phil Donahue's doing this shtick and is doing very well, but he's getting older and people are getting tired of him. So these King brothers said, well, let's do a show. We can get you a local affiliate in I think it was WGN at the time. Get your local affiliate in Chicago. Now, that's how you can start. And we don't know, you know, what's going to happen here. So Oprah said, you know what? I don't want you to pay me. You can pay me whatever the AFTRA minimum is, a SAG minimum, whatever the required minimum is for hosting a program like this, which was not a lot of money, like $80,000 a year, $83,000. I think that's what the first contract, if I remember, she was supposed to pay $83,000. And she said to them, let's be partners, 50-50.
Mm.
And they said, well, you know what? We're happy to see you have it. We'll give you a little more than that. You can have 60. We'll take 40. Okay, Oprah said, that's great. So guess what? Oprah last year made almost $1 billion.
Billion?
Just on the syndication rights and the advertising share for the Oprah Winfrey program.
Wow.
How do you think she's built up she's got a $4 billion empire now with all of the magazines and this her own network. Now, whether she still has the influence of the numbers at the Oprah Winfrey Network own, it doesn't make any difference. She owns it.
Mm-hmm.
So she decides how to, whatever the splits are with all the people that are doing programs there, it's all program split stuff. They don't get paid a salary. Okay, how much money did this program bring in? Brought in $100 million. Okay, I get 60, you get 40. Or I get 70, you get 30. Whatever it is, that's how those deals are made these days. Nobody really gets paid a salary. Most of it doesn't make a difference where you are working. Everything is a piece of what business is done on your show.
Measured by your own success.
Based by all of the numbers that come in for advertising, success from ratings, how well you sell certain products, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, I think it's a testament to how things work in America. Still, entrepreneurialism. And there are some things, the story at DougStephan.com today about losing Oprah, some people are beginning to feel clinically depressed because her show is over tomorrow.
I feel that way about the
story at DougStephan.com, Richie. People are saying they are depressed and they're going to be lonely. Clinically,
you watch this every day.
Lonely. She has been my friend, people would say. I've watched her every day for 25 years. It's like losing
friend. I know this sounds dumb, but this is how I feel about them canceling all my children. Uh-huh. Because my mom watched that show when she was pregnant with me. It's been a part of my life since I was born, before I was born. And it's going to be a real empty spot. I know it sounds dumb, but it's true.
No, it doesn't sound dumb at all. I think it's very plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Very believable. Same thing is true with American Idol. By the way, our poll today at DougStephan.com. Who are you hoping to win? I'm for Scotty. Is it Lauren or Scotty? And then I like them both. Just hope it's a good show. I don't care.
Lauren had a tough time last night.
She's having a hard time singing. Well, listen to some of that.
Her vocal cords. Bad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she's singing.
Yeah.
If you're not trained properly and you sing,
it's a lot of stress on
that stuff. Stress. Yeah.
And they had Haley in full makeup ready to go and step in case she couldn't perform.
Yeah,
I
really.
Think she was back there going, I hope she
please, 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 please,
I hope she can.
Please, please, please,
I hope she can.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Yeah. A lot of pressure. Anyway.
Because they got a show to put on. Ultimately, that's the bottom line. They have a show to put on.
If you're one of the zillions who is tearful over the thought of life without Oprah, you have a scientific excuse for your sadness. Scientific excuse. The study shows that when a favorite television program goes away, like 24 did for us last year,
Lost.
It's absent. Leaves the show's most fanatical viewers feeling lonely. And in Oprah's case, the emotive among us, women and men, there are a lot of people who are, if you look at the blogs, who have been, since the announcement was made that the show would go away, have been on there moaning and groaning, I'm going to lose my best friend. And Jennifer just said the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's television.
They become your friends.
Yes, yeah, it's a substitute, kind of a sad substitute.
You know, I hate to admit it, but for me, you know, because we're off at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and I have the Today Show on, you know, while we're on the air, but I have it on mute.
Yeah.
So at 10 o'clock, I unmute it, and it's Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Oh no.
And every morning, they're on in the background as, you know, as I take a shower and I get dressed, and I live in a very, very tiny apartment. So, I mean, the TV is right there. And I found that if I don't have it on, I actually
you
I find myself.
Them, right?
right? Missing it. And I said, this is so bizarre. I've never felt that way about, especially about a, you know, a show like that.
Well, maybe that'll happen. The View, though, will go on. I'm now beginning to watch a little bit of The View here and there as I'm finishing
because
up.
Because you have a crush on Elizabeth.
I do have a crush on her. And I find Sherry Shepherd to be a little bit vacuous. The more I watch her, the more...
Yeah, you've never liked her.
It isn't that I don't like her. I just don't. She doesn't. Joy Behar is one of the most unique people, and it's. You look at her and you know, she acts complete. It isn't. She's completely like some New York woman that you would meet, and when you watch her with her arms and her expressions on her face, I find myself watching. I'm always interested in watching Elizabeth, but I watch Joy. And how she reacts to things. And she's such a typical New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so wonderful. She is so New
York. It's no act. She's being herself.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's a New Yorker.
A real New Yorker. All right. So we have fellow who is still in the news today, the Rapture. How did, by the way, anybody know where that came? Where does that come from? 800-510-8255. The term Rapture. Where does that come from? How did that originate? Anybody?
Isn't it biblical?
Well, I guess it just really has something to do with, but why that term, rapture,
I think that's what
means
they call
lots
it in
of different
the
Bible. Things. Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255, tell us the origin of the term rapture, if you would. It's 17 and change after on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invade in your home, have you shrieking an unpleasant tune? Sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999, or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999, and a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, can we get a quick definition of rapture from Jim? Jim, what's rapture based on in your experience?
If I understand correctly, in 1 Thessalonians, it talks about when Christ shall appear, when he comes back, the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who are still on the earth will be caught up to meet him in the air. And that word caught up in the Greek is rapturo. So the word rapture doesn't actually appear.
From the Greek. Got it. All right, thank you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time, or should I better say it, Jennifer, American Idol. Said yes. American Idol. It's the
American Idol
finale. And the song, let's see, last night Lauren sang Like My Mother Does, which would be her single if she wins the competition, apparently. In trouble with her voice.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, what do we know about this song? I don't know this song.
This is the song that they write for them to be their signature hit.
So she sung it before on American Idol?
No, she never. This is her first time.
Right. So who writes this song?
She sounds cool off, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, they froze her vocal cord to get her to go on stage.
Yeah. Ooh. What kind of damage are they going to do?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, it does.
Still has a beautiful voice, though.
Pretty nice kid. Now, if Scotty wasn't seemingly such a decent kid, you could think that there's a conspiracy that maybe his mother did something to her to keep her from...
Pulled a Nancy Kerrigan or Jeff Galooly on her.
Right, yep, yeah.
Beat her over the vocal cord with the crowbar.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
All right, so that's Lauren singing her final time. And this is Scotty McCreery up to bat now. I love you this big. This is his song. Some fiddles out.
I know I'm still young.
He wins.
But I know how I feel.
Guy's got a voice, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
Oh, my goodness. This guy's got a career in front of him.
No, Roberta, you think? But I know. Wow, everybody write that down. Richie, could you stop the music, please? I want to make note of the time. Rich, please stop the music. I want you to stop.
7:25 a.m. Eastern Time. 7:25
Eastern Time on the 25th of May. Roberta Fasanelli said, would you repeat that again so we don't mistake what it was? We don't misquote you. Roberta, please.
This guy has a future ahead of him.
There we go. And now, most of us who hopefully have a future ahead of us as well...
Hey, it's Vente Cinco de Mayo today.
Vente Cinco de Mayo.
Right, it is. Celebrating with the two truckloads of Mexicans coming across the border. I love you this
big. It's a good one already.
That's a good song. That should be a big hit. Good for him. And good for her.
It's funny that American Idol is producing so many country artists.
Yeah. No, that's where the volume, Richie. That's where the volume of music is.
Sure.
That's what people want. They want to hear that stuff. All right, so anyway, there'll be some other moments musically from them, I'm sure, later on today here on this program and elsewhere. Tonight, obviously, on television. And our poll again, who are you hoping wins on American Idol tonight? Lauren, Scotty, you like them both. You don't care, or you didn't know American Idol was still on. There you go. Speaking of that, Randy has been making the rounds promoting the final week of American Idol. And he was on with the folks on The View talking about how this new Idol season went.
I don't think that we're really sweet and nice. I think we're just really honest. And I think, look, you know, Simon will be back in the fall with his show X Factor. And I think you'll get more than that. I think the show just really kind of changed, and it needed to change in season 10. So I think, you know, Jennifer and Steven are two artists. I mean,
yeah, but
Steven,
you don't need that acerbic... maybe nastiness that for so many years made the show so
popular. I don't really think so. I think we've gotten kind of a new audience now, and I think it's really funny for me. I've been dubbed as the mean guy this season. Yeah. In fact, last week.
Last week with Haley.
I mean, why are you so mean to her? So it's a weird dynamic, you know.
Mean. He was mean to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's funny that he talked about the X Factor there, and so they all acknowledge it was great.
Yeah,
I think these guys are all friends.
It's on the same network.
Right. Well, but they're all friends. They work together. And you know, I told you about the time Brendan went into a restaurant and he saw Randy and Simon and Ryan huddled over in a corner. It's just,
yeah, they're like a club.
They're all exactly 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Club.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Barnes & Noble recently announced a new version of its e-reader, the Nook, called Simple Touch Reader. The device's 6-inch display is similar to the Kindle, utilizing e-ink technology while still having a touchscreen. The new Wi-Fi-only Nook costs $139 and will hit stores starting June 10th. In other news, Jack Dorsey's startup, Square, looks to change the way businesses keep track of sales. Its new app called Register will allow merchants to keep track of inventory and access analytics from an iPad. Square's Register can also send digital copies of receipts directly to a customer's smartphone, eliminating paper waste. And finally, a federal judge ruled that Apple's legal team could see unreleased Samsung products that Apple claims rip off its patents. Samsung's Galaxy S2 tablet and iPad competitor is included in the devices. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Got a roofing project on the schedule? Now there's more reason than ever to get your Owens Corning shingles at Lowe's. In addition to everyday low prices on a large selection of shingle styles and colors, Lowe's now offers you an extra 10% off when you buy 36 bundles or more of in-stock Owens Corning shingles. We've got roofing covered. Come to Lowe's today for all your roofing needs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
What does the perfect water fight sound like? Is it like this?
Gotcha! Hey! Or is it like this?
It was the water fight of the year.
But even when it was over, the fun didn't stop, because Mom brought out delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks.
We had chocolatey, crunchy, drumstick cones, and ice creamy dibs bites that were irresistibly poppable.
That one's mine.
You can have them all.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle Blue Freezer. So grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest store.
Nestle! Forever summer!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Terms of use.
Did you like that? Rich comes back and goes, "Everybody ready?" And there was just dead silence.
Dead silence.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, Roberta's
I'm
here.
Back.
Jennifer's here. Rich is here. Dougie's here. All right, have we had enough of the rapture discussion? By the way, if you didn't hear the answer to the question I asked as the 2020, it's sort of a news quiz question, a quickie quiz. I like to do the 2020. Ask the question around 20 past, get the answer before 20, before the hour. What was the origin of the word rapture? And a gentleman called and said that it was from the Greek. And the reference to Jesus' return has nothing to do with the English meaning of the word rapture.
I thought it was Blondie.
Blondie defined this when she sang about it. All right, crank it up, Richie, if you'd like to do that. Rapture. I love Blondie. Something about Blondie. I don't know what it is. Maybe that strong jaw.
Here's the...
Want to sing along? Rapture!
Rap. Rap.
Sure.
Blondie was cool, man.
Blondie's very cool. Deborah Harry.
Yeah.
I can never get Uri to introduce me to her, though. I don't know what happened to that.
He knows that.
Yes. That's you. Deborah's getting back at me for being a jerk earlier.
I'm getting back at you.
Yeah,
I was just saying he doesn't want to see the explosive love connection that you have with Blondie. Duh.
All right, so that's it. Richie's enjoying that, too. So the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, what do you think about this fellow who is now telling his followers the world will end on October the 21st now? All right, let's see what this
went. It's been rescheduled.
Right, and then there are 200 million people that are going to go to heaven and everybody else is going, swing.
Yeah.
Or I guess actually the people left behind will be wandering in a post-apocalyptic misery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? But he says,
kind
I thought
like
I heard him.
Walking Dead.
As opposed to a
right,
zombie,
the zombie thing. Right. They call it the CDC.
Misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm under the impression that he claimed that 200 million people went to heaven that day. It was the shortstop, but more will go on the 21st.
But he didn't go.
But 200, is that the deal?
Yeah,
he's supposed to go on that deal? Is he supposed to go?
Wouldn't he go? Wouldn't he have a reservation?
Or, he's too busy collecting cash. Otherwise, he's supposed to be, you know, the gatekeeper. Yeah.
By the way.
Gosh, I sure hope if anybody got sucked up to heaven that their dogs were part of that service that they had.
So here's the thing with this guy. For those of you who don't know, I think I told the story yesterday, but let me underscore it. I mentioned the radio station in San Francisco that he owned. The family network has, I think, 65 stations they own around the country. And one of them he bought a long time ago, an FM signal, when FMs were not any big deal. There were FM signals back in the 70s. Nobody knew 60s and 70s. Nobody knew what FM was all about.
Why would want that? Right.
Yeah, right. That's a terrible. Who wants that? Westinghouse
nobody
was notorious. Westinghouse, the broadcasting company that actually owned the first radio station, KDKA, and was around for a long time until CBS bought them up. They owned a station in Boston still. Well, they owned it. They don't own it anymore because CBS does. But the fellow who's the manager of Westinghouse said, you know what, why do we have all these FM stations? We got the permits. We put them on the air. They're not worth anything. All the people listening to the AM, we'll sell them off. So they sold them for $200,000, $600,000. They're now worth
millions. $200,000.
All right, so here's the story with this guy. What's his name?
This
old coot.
Yeah.
Cummings.
Harold Camping?
Camping, right. Okay. So Mr. Camping last year entered into an agreement with CBS. CBS bought his FM radio station that he'd been running for 30, 40 years for $200 million.
Oh. Wow.
One radio station. So this guy is so busy ripping everybody off for the nickels, dimes, and quarters. He got $200 million just for that one radio station. One station, $200 million. It's the best FM signal in San Francisco.
How does a guy nuts get a hold of something that...
Well, he did it early on, Richie. He bought the station in the 60s or put the... I don't know what he did.
Wow.
But they flipped him. They gave him, as part of the deal, 610 AM, which is an old CBS AM station. And now he does his stuff on that station and has just many listeners because San Francisco, one of the best AM markets in the country, one of the best AM signal markets in the country. So anyway, but 200, I thought if you didn't know that, you ought to know that. That's what this guy has.
Wow.
He got $80 million out of this last fiasco this last weekend. People sent him his money, their money, selling all of their homes and sending it to him as their way into heaven.
How do you work that message? Hey, listen, the world is going to end at the end of next week.
Yep.
Send me all your money. You don't need it anymore. But how does he validate his needing the money? What is he going to do with the money?
He doesn't validate it. That's not the conversation. The conversation is remember the old send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses? He says that's what the good scripturists would do. Now, send me your money.
Why does he need the money if the world is going to end?
Who says he needs it? Why do you need more money?
His message.
Yeah. His message must be continued.
There's going to be nobody to hear it.
Send your money. This will help you get into heaven, Richie. This is the way to do it.
Send your money. Ticket.
We've helped you so much during your life. Please send us your money now that you've sold your home, your car, and every worldly possession. This guy is the number one scam artist. He makes P.T. Barnum look like an imbecile.
Why aren't the feds looking into him?
You know what, Richie? Thank you. That's a wonderful question.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't the feds? Why do these people sue him who had all their money taken away from them? Now they have nothing.
Yep.
All these homeless people that sold their homes, cars, everything.
Well, that's it. If nobody complains, they won't look into him.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. So that's the story. The results of the poll, 35% said it's a free country. He and his followers can believe what they want to. 23% of you said he's a thief. I feel sorry for his followers. 14% of you said, I bet one of his followers is going to get mad and rapture him. And 5% said, maybe this time he'll be right. All right. So that's the story on the rapture. Now, time for today's story from the Queen of Cheap, the dearly beloved, the darling of deals. I like that. That's new. I like that.
She's the darling the queen of cheap.
The Queen of Cheap. Roberta.
Roberta.
I have some good news when you get done with this, Roberta, too.
Oh, you got good news? Okay.
I have good news after this.
Well, here's really good news if you're a student or a teacher. If you go to the Limited and you flash your student ID or your teacher ID at checkout, you'll
just flash them in general.
Just flash them.
Jennifer will just flash them.
I do.
Don't pay attention.
In that case, you get more than 15% off, Jen. You get 50% off. Now, this is 15% off your entire purchase at the limited. Just show your student or teacher ID. Macaroni Grill, free tapas.
Who's your what?
There.
What is that place? What is it?
What? The limited or Macaroni
no.
Grill?
You said Macaroni Grill.
Macaroni Grill.
Macaroni
Grill. Now, why you get free tapas, which is Spanish,
I can show my tapas there, too.
Macaroni Grill.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like Italian. I don't know. But you can get free tapas from Macaroni Grill. You just head over to the Facebook page, like them, and you'll get a coupon, and that expires
on
the
27th. Are they Italian-Mexican?
So,
is there Italian such a thing as Italian-Mexican
food? It's all the
Italian-Mexicans,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, okay.
If you can't hold it in at night or your kid can't, you can get a free sample of Good Night's underwear.
Oh, I could use those, man. I'm going to start wearing Depends at night because I'm tired of having to get up, go to the bathroom.
Get up
come
at
out.
Night. Oh,
it's
yeah,
the easy
yeah,
way
yeah.
to do it.
Not that Charlotte's getting up now every night.
And with the free sample, usually comes with high dollar value coupons, too, so you can save that way.
Mm.
Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, my goodness. Ever go to
Where
Chuck E. Cheese?
Be a kid?
Yep.
Oh,
unfortunately.
The noise level in there is
it's
enough to
maddening.
Drive anyone out of their mind. But we have a sign-up freebie. You can get coupons and 20 free tokens on your birthday. We have all the information for you on DougStephan.com. Got a free subscription to Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Maybe you can bring it to Chuck E. Cheese with you and distract yourself while all this noise is going on. And here's something. If you can't decide on who to vote for in 2012, we can
oh
get you a
God.
Free Ron Paul bumper sticker for 2012.
Yay!
Hey.
Impress
right, so
your friends and neighbors. Confuse your relatives.
Check all this out at DougStephan.com. The Queen of Cheap Box has been expanded to serve you better. So here's how crazy the world of politics is.
Okay.
Yesterday in New York State, a pretty right-of-center district, a Democrat won.
The special election.
Right, special election. Yeah. Okay. So the headlines today read, Democratic House win sends ominous message to GOP. Do you realize how stupid that sounds?
Yeah, especially since the GOP just sent an ominous message
right.
to the Democrats.
Last, right. Yeah,
like last
6 months ago, the news media was saying, oh, Republicans send ominous message to the... This is how stupid this world is. If you believe this stuff, the headline, Democrat captures House seat, that's legitimate. Okay, that makes... Okay, so Democrat
right.
won.
Right.
But the headline, this is on CBS News' website. Democratic House win sends ominous message to GOP. Huh? What are you talking about?
So
people
these people
are crazy.
Realize, you know, these people who report this and write this news must think that nobody pays any attention to them 6 months down the road when they go and look backwards.
Aye. Okay, so you want some good news before we get to Jennifer's TV report?
Sure, fire away.
Mm-hmm.
The United States Department of Treasury yesterday announced that the new Chrysler Group has repaid every penny of its TARP loan 6.5 years ahead of schedule. After they came out of bankruptcy 2 years ago, Chrysler now owes you and me zippo. Remember when Lee Iacocca did the same thing, what was that, 20 or so years ago when Chrysler was going out then?
Yep.
And they borrowed $8 billion from the government, paid it back. Like a year and a half.
It's a little different now, though.
Yeah, it is a lot different. Yeah.
Dude, we're going to pay it back to the Americanos.
Because
we're going
it's owned by Fiat. Is it Fiat? No, is it Fiat? Who owns
it? It's Fiat.
Fiat, yeah. Yeah. The loan.
Next, we're going to buy the American government.
$5.1 billion.
All
so
the
that
Americans
means Chrysler has
meatballs.
To be doing pretty well, Richie. The new Ram trucks are selling well.
Yeah. Do you know that 70% of Chrysler sales were truck sales?
Yeah, surprising.
Like, they're really, when it comes to the car market and mostly smaller cars, they are like a fraction of a percentage of the sales. But when it comes to truck sales, they're rocking.
Yep. I put that noisy Cummins engine in those Ram pickup trucks. Oh, my God, is that thing. But it's a great engine.
It's a good motor.
It's just noisy as all get out.
That's the one thing they have.
Yeah, they really do. Well, their cars are pretty good. I think the 300 is a good car.
I wouldn't buy one.
Mm. Well, whatever. You see all of the muscle cars on NCIS. They drive those Chryslers.
Yeah, no.
And
the Challenger's a cool car.
Last night, the Chrysler that crashed into the fire hydrant that... DeNoza was driving, didn't get a scratch on it. That tells you it's a pretty good car, right?
Hey, man, it's like the General Lee. Remember those?
Knocked over a fire.
Jump over a pond, over
not
Boss
a scratch
car,
on the car.
Scratch on it. Yep.
Not a scratch.
Yep.
on the car. And that was, those were Dodges, too, the General Lee.
Were,
those were all those old Dodge Chargers.
1972.
Was that, who was it we had on that told us?
We had what's his face? John what's his face? Yeah. Bo Duke.
Yeah.
And he's like, we wrecked one every show.
40 years.
He says they'd send the body shop.
Right.
The frame would be all twisted. Yeah. They'd put new paint on it and bring it out. We'd wreck it again.
40-some out of those cars. Amazing. All right, so that's fun. Jennifer, are you chomping at the bit to get on? Is that what that is?
No, I was doing my boy noises.
Stand by.
Steel.
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Just a good old boy.
14 before the hour, Scotty McCreary, there he is, singing on the Good Day program. Jennifer will sing for us in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio Report is an evidence-based, safe and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999, or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999, and a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You heard the story, Roberta, of a fellow who signed up for an exercise class and was told to wear loose-fitting clothing. And his response was, if I had any loose-fitting clothing, I wouldn't have signed up for this in the first place. Jennifer Horn is here. Yes. With the new, we have now the end of the old season, the beginning of the new summer season. And what do we have to look forward to there, Jen Jen?
Well, actually, a little bit of news. The Emmys are coming up in September.
You didn't answer my question. You're not going to talk about the new shows for summer?
No,
I gave
we'll
you a perfect opening there.
I know.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Jane Lynch from Glee is going to be the host of this year's Emmy Awards. That was a big announcement made yesterday by Fox Network.
Why is that
sad
a big announcement?
Sad news for you today, Dougie.
What's that?
It's official. Chris Maloney is leaving Law & Order SVU.
Really?
He's out. Couldn't come to a contract settlement, so he's gone. And again, some big changes for that show.
Not a smart move on his part.
They're saying that Mariska Hargitay will be given a quote-unquote promotion next year, her character, and so they'll be bringing on Jennifer Love Hewitt. So we'll see where that show ends up.
She'll be good on that.
Yeah, she'll be good. But who's the male?
That's it. They don't know
yet. I don't know. I remember seeing Maloney. He was my neighbor in Santa Monica on the front porch learning lines, and I talked to him as I was coming in. He'd sit out there in the dark. There was a light over his little swing in his porch. And he's learning. I said, do you love this? He says, yeah. I said, how easy is it to learn lines? He says, you go over them four or five times and I get it. So, but I mean, he's been in some, he was okay. You know, people knew who he was before Law & Order, but now he's big. So does that mean he's big stuff? Another television show?
Big stuff.
Movies?
I can't picture him in anything else.
No, this is his role.
It's tough. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thanks for the bad news.
Sorry.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Details.
One of those wonderful moments that we wait for with great anticipation every week is the visit from Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. Check out Fans of the Pet Show at facebook.com/thepetshow or at twitter.com/Warren Eckstein or go to thepetshow.com. You can find all of those things. You can't remember any of that. Go to DougSteffen.com. Warren's picture is prominently placed there in the contributed box. Click on that and find out why people love this guy as much as they do. He's great with pets, and he demonstrates that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Before we're done with Warren, we're going to find out what the most dangerous day of the year is for your dog. Stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, there is at DougSteffen.com a video, which I forgot to call attention to when you were visiting with us last week, Warren. Tucker, the piano-playing dog. Have you seen that video of
Tucker? I have not seen Tucker.
You haven't?
Seen Tucker.
Oh, you got to go back in.
Tucker.
As a matter of fact, I think today, isn't it today, that we have the video of the dog that can catch? Have you seen that one? Catching with his paws.
I did see that one.
Yeah, and that's really amazing. Astounding thing. So how do these things happen? There's no trickery involved. This is not like some musician Is this edited film or is this the real stuff?
No, there are people. If you really take the time and you really want to teach your dog something very, very special, it can be done. It's just a matter of time and patience. Interesting enough, I was just reading an article how during World War II, Hitler was focused on teaching dogs to talk.
Really?
I'm going to post the article, but it's actually an interesting article that they went back. So anything can be taught if it's done humanely.
No wonder he lost.
Yeah, right.
I have the answer. We will teach dogs to talk, and they will take over the world.
Richie, your Pierre is getting into your Adolf.
No, that's my German.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of wars, the dog that was with the SEAL team when they stormed Bin Laden's place.
Yeah.
They spent $30,000 to buy this dog, apparently, and he wears a bulletproof vest because they've got so much invested in this dog. I don't know what the dog's name is, though, and none of the stories I saw identify the dog. Maybe it's like the SEAL team itself. They don't want to identify the dog by name.
That's right.
They're afraid somebody will knock it off.
They'll kill his family.
You know, it's interesting because the Taliban in the past, as well as big drug cartels, have put major, major prices on dogs' heads. So I guess they want to be careful.
Really?
About it. Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know that one.
There were just two dogs. Actually, it was interesting. Just two dogs in Europe. They have $30,000 on their head. They want to kill these dogs because they sniff out pornographic videos and CDs coming, DVDs coming into the country.
How do you sniff out porn?
Ah, there's a special chemical that they use on making DVDs that the dogs are able to pick up on.
No kidding.
Amazing.
Yeah. See, that's the stuff I paste on Facebook. See,
good for you. All right, another one of our videos, the dog that figures out how to get the ball out of the pool. Did you see that a couple of weeks ago?
I missed that.
That was another one. Oh, you should go just check out some of the videos, the dog and pet videos that we have at DougStephan.com. Now, with all the tornadoes and bad weather, it's interesting to know that survivors of some of these storms have credited their animals with helping them. And the flip side of this, Warren, is a lot of the animal shelters in these areas, say it again, Doug, animal shelters, are loaded with dogs that have been separated from their families, families whose homes have been destroyed. They're heartbroken because they lose their pets, and many of them can't apparently get back together again. I don't know how much of an adoption thing is going on there, but
well, here's something that's really, really important. You know, I am a big believer in microchipping dogs and cats.
Yes.
Every pet should be microchipped. But think about this: if you were suffering through that tornado and your dog was separated from you, and that microchip had your phone number on it, what good is it? The phone systems are all down there.
Yeah,
so whenever you put a microchip on a dog, also have an emergency phone number of someone that lives in an area, a friend, a relative, not too close nearby you.
Why is June 7th the most dangerous day for dogs?
You know, there's no rhyme or reason, but the American Veterinary Hospital came out June 7th, the most dangerous.
Why? Because more dogs get run over on June 7th?
More dogs have emergency treatment on June 7th than any
other
day. September 7th, number 2, and June 14th, number 3.
Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend here on Good